Praise the Lord. A message number 201. The title of the message is Evangelism Part 1. Let's open our Bible to the book of Romans, chapter 10. Let's read verse 13 to verse 15. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We bless you. We thank you for your word that you sent to us, to your church, on your perfect time to revive us, to raise us up in order to serve you, to anoint us with the Holy Spirit and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Especially, Lord, we pray that you give us the gift of evangelism so that we will go with the power of the Holy Spirit to witness, Lord, for your name, O God, to speak your name to the people, to speak what you have done on the cross for them. I pray you anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to go on, so that your people will get encouraged, your church get revived, and you will raise up many people, and you will harvest what you desire of sending this message to us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Romans 10, link between hearing the message and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody should preach the message so people who are unsaved, they will hear it and they got saved. They give their life to the Lord after they hear the message that Christ died for their sin, repentance and forgiveness of sin is on his name. Christ died on the cross, he was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give us eternal life. Everyone who commit his life, repent of his sin, and follow Christ wholeheartedly, he is saved. We, as a church, we honor the command of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, he says, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Therefore, we commission all our trained workers to go forward with the message and the command of Jesus to go and make disciples. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20, the Lord said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. We commission all our workers, those who are being trained, we commission those who are listening now to go forward to preach the gospel, to make disciples, to baptize people, and to teach them and train them to obey everything the Lord had commanded us. In Matthew 10, verse 32 and verse 33, the Lord told us the following: whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever dishonors me before men, I will dishonor him before my Father in heaven. The Lord would expect from us, from me and you, to acknowledge him before men and proclaim his word and will to them. And the Lord knows very well it will not be easy, and you will find opposition and people who will not accept the message and will try to oppose. But the Lord would expect from you to continue to proclaim the message. Evangelism is part of the suffering that we need to accept and to pursue. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 34 to verse 36, the Lord say, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn man against his father, a daughter against her mother, A daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. The Lord is telling, and he knew it very well, that will not be easy, there will be opposition, but he wants us to stand firm and to persevere, and at the end of the day, he will be glorified in our life, and we can see the glory of the Lord as we show our willingness to go on living the message and preaching the gospel. Some, they say we live the message, everyone should live the message, but in addition to live the message, we need to proclaim the word of God. We need to speak the word of God. We need to open our mouth, you need to open your mouth and proclaim the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord had commissioned the prophet Jeremiah to preach and teach his word to his people, the Israelites. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 9 and 10, why we choose the prophet Jeremiah, because we want to point out that evangelism is not an easy subject. It is a suffering for Christ and for his will. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appointed you over nations and kingdoms, to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." So here the ministry and the mission of Jeremiah beforehand, it is not an easy job. The Lord told him, "You will uproot, tear down, destroy, overthrow," and sure, people will oppose, devil will oppose, demons and work of darkness will oppose, to keep sin and wickedness so that no more salvation. But the Lord would expect it from Jeremiah. Would expect from me, would expect from you to persevere and to stand firm. Jeremiah was admonished also by the Lord to stand firm in spite of all the pressures that were surrounding him and would oppose his mission and message that he bring from the Lord to the people. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 17 to verse 19, let us read what the Lord spoke to Jeremiah. "Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them whatever I commanded you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar and a bronze wall, to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, his officials, his priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." See, here the Lord sending him to all the people against tradition, culture, politics, wickedness, love of money, injustice. And the Lord told him that they will fight. We will get opposed, but they will not prevail. The power of darkness will not prevail against the church of the living God, against the church of God. God wants us to be encouraged. The Lord said very clearly to the prophet Jeremiah, and he is telling you, "Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify before them." You need to stand for the Lord. There is no way for you to run away or to hide. The Lord is after you. Repent and go serve the Lord. Truly, Jeremiah was sent to stubborn people, and those people that the prophet Jeremiah was sent for, they were misled by many of false prophets and false teachers who taught his people, the people of God, to rebel. And they did not admonish them to follow God the same as the message of the Lord through Jeremiah. The Lord is sending us, is sending you and sending me, is sending his church to people who had heard a wrong message who had been who had been misled by false teachers who condone and who approve their wrongdoing and their sin. We are called today to evangelize. We are called today to suffer and bring the message to such kind of people who would fight against us as we proclaim the message of repentance and condemn their sin and their wickedness. But we need to do it because salvation will flow as the message is proclaimed fully and as it should be, as the Lord had ordained for the message to be proclaimed. Book of Jeremiah chapter 23, and we read from verse 9. The Lord spoke about those false prophets, and he knew very well the situation of Jeremiah, how he was suffering. And he knew also your situation and my situation, how we are suffering as we are in the middle of false teachers and false preachers and false pastors who condone people's sin and approve their wrongdoings, and they compromise with them in order to win people favor. So when we go with the message, our message, as it condemns the people's sin, will find resistance, as the resistance and the position that Jeremiah was facing. Sometimes you may get discouraged. You may question, why, Lord, like that? What I need to do? How I can handle and overcome all those false teachers? In the book of Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 9 until the verse 29, the Lord expanded the situation to his prophet Jeremiah, and he gave him the suggestion how he can overcome. He made him understand the importance of to be persistent and consistent in preaching and teaching the word of God all over again. We read from verse 9, and here the Lord will start to speak about the false prophets and what they did, to explain to Jeremiah that I know everything. And then finally he show him what he need to do, then the solution for this problem. Concerning the prophets, my heart is broken within me, all my bones tremble, I am like a drunken man, like a man overcome by wine, because of the Lord and his holy words. The land is full of adulterers. Because of the curse, the land lies parched, and the pastures in the desert are withered. The prophets follow an evil course and use their power unjustly. Here it shows that the false teachers, and here Jeremiah was in pain and in suffering, and the land was under curse because of false teaching and false prophets. Both a prophet and a priest are godless. Even in my temple I find their wickedness, declared the Lord. The Lord himself say, I know what they are doing wrong. Therefore their path will become slippery. They will vanish to darkness, and there they will fall. I will bring disaster on them in the year they are punished, declares the Lord. The Lord say here that he will be going to punish those false prophets. Among the prophets of Samaria, I saw this repulsive thing. They prophesied by Baal, false prophecies, and led my people Israel astray. And among the prophets of Jerusalem, I have seen something horrible. They commit adultery and live a lie. They strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns from his wickedness. They are all like Sodom to me. The people of Jerusalem are like Gomorrah. Here we find that adultery there, telling lies, people living in adultery, in lies, and the church is quiet, boyfriend, girlfriend, divorce, and remarriage and extramarital relationship and also polygamy, and the church is quiet and the preacher are quiet and the Lord seeing all these wicked things. Here, what the Lord also noticed, there's injustice, those who are doing wrong, because they are strong, no one is admonishing them, and the Lord is. And please, the church nowadays, the body of Christ, is passing through corruption, as in the time of Jeremiah, and the Lord still wants us to proclaim His word to such kind of people to repent. Let's now continue with verse 15. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says concerning the prophets. I will make them eat their bitter food and drink poison water, because from the prophets of Jerusalem, ungodliness has spread throughout the land. So here the prophets should teach the people right thing, but when they condone their sin, it becomes like an approval, and people, they come to know that to do such things, the sinful thing, it is nowadays acceptable. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own hand. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They keep saying to those who despise me, the Lord says, you will have peace. And to all who follow the stubbornness of their hearts, they say no harm will come to you. Here, the false teaching and the false and the false pastors and the false preachers. They will not face the people with their sins. They will say the Lord will heal you, the Lord will give you, the Lord love you, and the Lord has a good plan for you, but they will not speak about the sin of the people or try to give them the solution from God's word to repent and to follow the Lord wholeheartedly, because they are afraid from the people. They want to keep their relationship with the people. The Lord said about such preacher and pastor, I am not the one who is speaking to them. Their messages and their visions are from their own mind. In verse 18, the Lord say, but which of them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see or to hear His word? Who has listened and heard His word? The Lord is speaking about such people who compromise and have not rebuked the people for their sin. The Lord said, they are not in my counsel. They were not in my presence. I am not the one who spoke to them. Verse 19, see the storm of the Lord will burst out in wrath, a whirlwind swirling down on the heads of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until He fully accomplishes the purposes of His heart. In days to come, you will understand it clearly. I did not send these prophets, yet they have run with their message. I did not speak to them, yet they have prophesied false prophecies. Sister, God will give you this. Brother, God will make you that. Sister, your problem will be solved. All dramas and false visions and false prophecies. And the Lord here exposing these things to us as a church. Verse 22, but if they had stood in my counsel, they would have proclaimed my words to my people. I say, if they were in my counsel, in my presence, they would proclaim my word, the word of God, that turn people from sin into righteousness through repentance. My words to my people, and would have turned them from their evil ways and from their evil deeds. Here the point, that repentance will come through when the word of God will be preached in a right way. Verse 23, am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not God far away? Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard, verse 25, I have heard what the prophets say, who prophesy lies in my name. They said I had a dream. I had a dream. How long will this continue in the heart of these lying prophets who prophesy the delusions of their own minds? Verse 27. They think the dreams they tell one another will make my people forget my name, just as their fathers forget my name through Baal worship. Here the Lord is speaking to Jeremiah, and he is telling to Jeremiah about the false prophet, and he is telling to Jeremiah, I know you are in the middle of those false teachers, and I know that you are suffering, and the Lord also is speaking to us. He understands what we are passing through, and he knows what is in our heart. Lord, what is the solution? What we can do? We are only five, but the false teacher, they are more. What we can do? What is the solution, Lord? And hear the Lord in verse 28 and verse 29 from Jeremiah 23. He is giving us the solution as he had given the solution to his prophet Jeremiah. In verse 28, what he said, let the prophet who has a dream tell his dream, but let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. For what has straw to do with grain, declares the Lord? Is it not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? Here the Lord declares his will to Jeremiah, and he is telling him the solution. He is telling us the solution first. Let the prophet who has a dream tell his dream. Let them continue to tell lies. Let them speak lies, and let them tell the people wrong things. We cannot close the mouth of those false prophets and those who are false teachers and false pastors and those who compromise. And we don't need also, and you don't need to condone with the people their sins. We don't need to go and close their mouth, and we don't need to tell to the people that your sins are okay. No, we don't need to do that. Let the prophet who has a dream and lies tell his dream. And the Lord said, but let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. God instructed Jeremiah to continue to speak for the word of God that he has, that he was receiving from the Lord. You can face the false prophets and teachers and pastors by continually preaching to the people the word of God and teach them the sound teaching. We don't need to tell these liars this bad. We need to speak faithfully the word of God. This is what the word of God say, and this is what the Bible speak, and we follow these things, and we respond to the people. We explain to the people. The Lord will continue to give us his word. Let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. As we persevere in proclaiming it, the Lord will continue to give us his word, his clear word, and his counsel as we are in his presence to proclaim it to his people. And the Lord says in verse 28, for what has straw to do with the grain? The false teaching is like a straw. It has no value. It can't be eaten by man. It's only by animal. The false teaching is like a straw, and it has no nutritional spiritual value compared to the grain, the word of God. Whatever they preach, let them preach. It have no value. It will not be. It will have no effect. It is us, nothing. We have the grain, the word of God, and we need to proclaim it. And that's here the evangelism. We need to persevere in doing that. In verse 29, the Lord say, "Is not my word like a fire?" The word of God that that we are preaching is like fire that will consume the false teaching, that straw. The straw consumed easily by fire. And the Lord also say, and like a hammer, the word of God is like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. Whatever foundation of false teaching The word of God shall break it as a hammer break a rock in pieces. And we are reminded when the Lord called Jeremiah in Book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10. He say, see, be a watchman and see, today I appointed you over nations and kingdoms to uproot, tear down, destroy, and overthrow. The word of God is like a hammer. Break the stone, the rock, in pieces. It is very clear way for us to continue to serve the Lord. It's a very clear way for you to continue to serve God. And to be well maintained, and to be well maintained even if you are or we are in the middle of bad company of false teachers. You do not need to grieve or feel pain because of the false teaching, and you do not need to approve them, but faithfully continue to proclaim the word of God to the people and to the field of evangelism whom the Lord entrusted to your care, whom the Lord entrusted to our care. The good news is that Jesus died on the cross for the sin of mankind. And we need to mention, you need to mention and speak about sin in details, so that people would have the opportunity to understand what sin, to repent and come back to the Lord, to God, through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 24, verse 46 and verse 47, the Lord Jesus Christ, he told them, this is what is written, that Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Repentance and forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name. So here, the message that we preach is the message of repentance and forgiveness of sin in his name. The message of the Lord Jesus Christ. The message of the early church. The message of the apostle who laid the foundation of the early church. The message of Apostle Paul. We are all message of repentance. The same message of the Lord through the prophet Jeremiah to his people to repent from their evil, wicked way and their wrong practices. In Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and verse 15, we will listen to the message of the Lord. We will read and see what was the message of the Lord when he went forward to preach the gospel. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said, the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Repentance. Again, the message of the apostles of the church, the early church, who laid the foundation of the church. When the people hear this, we will read Acts chapter 2, verse 37 to verse 38, when Peter preached the message with the power of the Holy Spirit. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Again, the message here of Peter, who was leading the church, to repent. Repent and be baptized. The message, the good news, message is to proclaim the message of repentance and forgiveness of sin in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The message of Apostle Paul, we can read Book of Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and verse 31, what Paul said to the people. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, for he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given a proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. Again, the message that Paul gave to the people need to repent, and the Lord has set a day for judgment. Christ, whom the Lord raised from the dead, he'll be the one to judge. John chapter 10 and verse 10 say, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The thief is the devil is the thief who come to kill, steal and destroy. The Lord Jesus Christ came to save mankind from the hands of the devil. The footholds that the devil uses in people's life are their sins. Therefore, as a church, we need to embrace the message of Jesus Christ by living it and by proclaiming it to the people who are around us. We need to endeavor to evangelize the message of repentance so that people will be aware of their sins and their eyes will be open and God repent and have the opportunity to believe in Christ and get saved. You know, there's no salvations by giving gifts, giving false promises. Come to the church and God will give you this and this will help you that, and by giving gifts and food and wrong ways of evangelism. We need not to put aside the message, the right message that the Lord wants us to preach. You know, Paul asked the Ephesians to pray for him. He told them clearly to pray so that, pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. No compromises. He said, I may be afraid, terrified by people. Like when God said to Jeremiah, don't be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. He said, pray that I may proclaim it fearlessly as I should. Ahead of us as a church, we've got a great responsibility to bring forward the message, the right message to the people that God has sent us, whom He had prepared for us. Therefore, we need to be ready. The Lord is sending us. Yes, Lord. The Lord is sending you to go forward. Lord, raise up your hand to God. Lord, I am ready. My feet is prepared for you, O God. Take me, Lord, to the place that you had prepared for me, to the people that you had prepared. Lord, I am willing. Lord, I want this to apply in my life. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Lord, you had given me feet. Use these feet to bring the good news to the lost. Here am I, Lord. Send me, O God. I want to serve you, Lord. O God, I pray in the name of Jesus, everyone who prayed, who hear the message, who pray from his heart and commit his ways to serve, use them, use her, use him, O God. I pray, Lord, send us to the lost, those people whom you prepared for us, for you desire a harvest of of souls to be saved to enter your kingdom. Lord, I pray that you take this message and bring it to the end of the earth and encourage your people to go on in saving. O God, bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, Amen and Amen.